It is easy to forget how young Dele Alli is, which is why it is difficult for this not to feel like a retrospective to something with much more of a concrete ending. Such was his seamless acclimatisation to Premier League life. Over 5 years have passed since that infamous volley against Crystal Palace in January 2016, a strike conjured up with the audacity of a seasoned veteran. The kind of goal that caused Danny Rose to clutch his head in disbelief, akin to Rose's eventual replacement Sergio Reguilón when Eric Lamela netted an impudent Rabona in the North London derby last month. It is no coincidence that whichever version of that Alli goal you watch, every commentator uses some derivative of the word sensational to describe its maker. So where next for the sensational Dele Alli, once one of the Premier League's most extraordinary talents? Alli was still a teenager when he scored that goal, his sixth in the Premier League, and the fourth of which to be a volley, as he visibly demonstrated a technique and composure belying his tender years. Indeed, since Dele's Premier League debut, Jamie Vardy is the only player to have scored more volleys with 9 than Alli's 8 in the competition. However, the seventh of those volley goals came less than 2 years after the first, when Spurs steamrolled Liverpool 4-1 at Wembley in October of 2017. That's a timeline fairly synonymous with his overall Premier League career, in that it all happened before he turned 22. By the time Alli turned 22 in April of 2018, he had already directly contributed to 62 Premier League goals, a number that only 5 players in league history have surpassed by that age. Excluding strikers, only Cesc Fabregas's 63 was able to ever so marginally better Dele's feat, although it is Alli's double-edged fret that places him in even more elite company. Wayne Rooney and Ryan Giggs are the only players other than Alli to have scored 25 or more goals and provided 25 or more assists in the Premier League before turning 22. Dele would hit one further goal after turning 22 at the back end of the 2017-2018 campaign, meaning he had directly contributed to 21 goals per season on average through his first 3 Premier League seasons. In the 3 seasons since, though, he has played a direct hand in just 20 goals. The midpoint of those inaugural 3 seasons represented Alli's finest hour. His 2016-17 exploits coincided with Tottenham's best Premier League season, as Mauricio Pochettino's side topped the scoring chart with 86, conceded the fewest goals with 26, for a club-best 86 points. In that campaign, Alli became the youngest player since Rooney in the 2005-2006 season to reach 25 direct goal contributions in a Premier League season. Moreover, Alli remains the only midfielder in the competition's history to attain 25 goal contributions in a season, aged 21 or younger. It is a lot to ask, but Rooney is exactly the sort of company Alli was expected to maintain. Dele's career trajectory at the time was on course to surpass England's golden generation of midfield talent. He recorded more goals at 36 and assists at 25 through his first 100 Premier League games than each of Frank Lampard, Steven Gerrard and Paul Scholes at the same time. In fact, Matt Le Tissier is the only midfielder in Premier League history to directly contribute to more goals in their opening 3 seasons in the competition with 93 than Alli's 63. Factor in Dele's 74 league games for MK Dons prior to his Premier League bow, where he notched 22 goals and laid on 9 assists as a teenager, and it is undisputable that Dele Alli was, and still could be, considered a generational talent. As he hits 25, Alli has time to recover some of that lost ground. Dele's natural talent and innate ability to uncover pockets of space in near impossible to defend areas enabled him to adopt the Ramdeuter role in Pochettino's system, the role that has served Thomas Müller and then Kai Havertz so well in the Bundesliga. Translating to the much more colloquially English space invader that David Bowie once sung about, Ali epitomised the Ramdeuter role. He was consistently instrumental in Tottenham's goal output, with stardust-infused moments under Pochettino, despite never being their main man for goals or assists. Harry Kane and Christian Eriksen were instead burdened with those expectations. Between 2015-16 and the 2017-18 season, only five players scored more Premier League goals than Ali's 37, and only four provided more than his 26 assists. Yet he never led Spurs in either ranking. Ali was the only top-flight player to record 25 or more of each, though, owing to the dual threat provided by his intrinsic nature to roam between the lines. Ali's underlying numbers rarely justified his high levels of productivity in terms of goals and assists, but his instinctive ability to manipulate space in front of and behind opposition's defences facilitated his emergence as a constant menace at the business end of the pitch. It is therefore difficult to ascertain his best qualities without focusing on his goals and assists input, with his capacity to maraud space both on and off the ball not instantaneously apparent. Nevertheless, it operates as a lethal weapon when it comes to exploiting gaps, a notion he must rediscover to return to his deadliest, though he needs the license to do so. During those three seasons playing at his best, Ali provided 10 assists following a carry, a number only beaten by Kevin De Bruyne's 13 in the Premier League in that time. Once again, the name of a man Ali should be drawing to comparisons by now. Considering Ali only created 35 chances following a carry during that period, as opposed to De Bruyne's 74, it demonstrates how incisive Ali could be when offered the opportunity to interrogate the space in front of an opposition back line, with the odds of a teammate converting those chances consistently high. Naturally, the sheer volume of Ali's touches has deteriorated with limited opportunities on the pitch so far this season. But comparing his touch maps from recent seasons indicates that little has changed when it comes to where Dele is finding himself with the ball. Across his first three Premier League seasons at Tottenham, David Silva was the only midfielder to touch the ball more in the opposition penalty area than Ali's 421. His touches in the opposition box per 90 averages haven't dropped in the three seasons since then, still maintaining 4.5 per 90 minutes. So the issue here is seemingly playing time rather than a tactical shift. Inevitably, fewer minutes on the pitch have affected the second edge to Ali's space invader sword, his intelligence to arrive undetected in the penalty area with astute timing. Tottenham are already handicapped by a reluctance to get in the box under Jose Mourinho, with just six Premier League teams recording fewer touches in the opposition penalty area than Spurs so far this season. Fittingly, Tanguy Ndombele is the only Spurs player outside of Harry Kane or Song Heung-min with more than 35 in league play. Rationally, a player of Ali's ilk would forge the perfect remedy to that issue. But where, if at all, does he fit into Mourinho's system? The forefront of Mourinho's Tottenham plan is undeniably the partnership of Harry Kane and Song Heung-min, who have rightfully taken the plaudits after combining for a Premier League record of 14 goals so far this season. However, that's not symptomatic of Spurs at their free-flowing best under Pochettino, where Kane and Son constituted half of a bigger picture that also involved Ali and Eriksen. That quartet, otherwise known as Desk, provided Tottenham's attacking impetus, with D as integral as E, S and K. Prior to this season, Ali and Kane had combined for 18 Premier League goals, just two fewer at the time than the Kane and Son partnership dominating the headlines this term. At that point, Ali had actually assisted Kane for more Premier League goals with 16 than Son had assisted for Kane with 13, though the South Korean has since laid on 5 goals for the England captain. Only 15 pairs in Premier League history have combined for more goals than Ali and Kane, whilst Ali also ranks inside the competition's top 25 for his tandem with Eriksen. Eriksen was particularly adept at exploiting Ali's Ramdeuter qualities, seemingly telepathically trusting the Englishman to find himself in the perfect position to meet one of the Dane's crosses. That tactic was pertinent in Tottenham's 2-0 win over Chelsea in January 2017, when Eriksen assisted Ali to head home twice in the space behind Cesar Azpilicueta as Spurs pursued the Blues in the title race. 3 months later, Eriksen provided the most sumptuous ball for Ali to score against Chelsea in the FA Cup semi-final. Ali inflicted further pain on Chelsea in April 2018 by superbly latching onto Eric Dier's long pass to hand Spurs their first Premier League victory at Stamford Bridge. Eriksen assisted Ali to nod home once again against Chelsea in November of 2018, simultaneously ending Maurizio Sarri's unbeaten Premier League start. Against no team has Ali scored more goals for Tottenham than the 6 he has over Chelsea in all competitions, with Eriksen assisting 4 of those 6, all of which were first-time finishes. Eriksen's first Premier League assist for Ali was that volley against Crystal Palace, whilst his second came exactly 5 years later, with Martin Tyler congregating Ali's last day as a teenager as he stroked the ball home against Manchester United on April 10, 2016. That goal was archetypical of Pochettino's Spurs, Lamella doggedly turning over possession, Kane switching the play to Eriksen, and the Dane finding Ali to sweep home first time. In that moment, it was impossible to envisage Dele's career continuing on any path other than the consistently upward arc upon which it was transpiring. It came at a time when Tottenham were taking flight for the start of their most successful years in the Premier League, as Spurs scored 3 goals in 5 minutes and 43 seconds to turn a stalemate into a comfortable 3-0 victory over Louis van Gaal's army. Tottenham would maintain those levels for the best part of 3 years, pushing Chelsea closer in 2016-17 than they did Leicester in 2015-16, before tugging at the coattails of Manchester City and Liverpool at Christmas in 2018. Tottenham's last complete all-conquering performance arguably came in a 6-2 demolition of Everton at Goodison Park on December 23, 2018, which marked the last time the 4 members of the desk all scored in the same match. Accordingly, Tottenham's record since has suffered considerably, with Ali's form dropping synonymously. That 6-2 victory was the 4th of a 5-game winning streak for Tottenham in the Premier League, but Spurs have failed to string 5 consecutive wins together since. In the 88 league matches that have passed since that win, Tottenham have won just 44% and taken 137 points. That's a stark contrast to the 67% win rate and the 191 points Spurs amassed in the 88 games prior, a run that began with Ali scoring in October 2016 to inflict Pep Guardiola's first defeat in English football. Away from their Champions League heroics, Tottenham's spiral in the second half of the 2018-19 campaign had already started. 5 league wins from 6 between January and February 2019 were followed by Spurs winning just 3 of their remaining 12 Premier League fixtures, so it is unfair to pinpoint Tottenham's demise entirely on the shoulders of Mourinho. However, it is also evident that the Portuguese has done little to revitalise Spurs, with their form persistently in a similarly lifeless vein for large parts of his reign. As profitable as Kane and Son's combinations have been this season, you can't help but wonder if the Spurs' attack is hindered by Mourinho's ousting of Ali, a man equally as proficient at combining with both Kane and Son, given their record in previous seasons. Eriksen's departure left Spurs without a primary creator, but Kane has successfully encompassed that role in unorthodox fashion. It hasn't affected his scoring output in the slightest, but rather elevated his all-round output. Mourinho, of course, takes credit for facilitating that, although by installing fewer components in Tottenham's attacking setup, it has consequently diminished the fluidity of old when Dele Alli was an undisputed starter. If Tottenham are to recapture former glories whilst Mourinho is around, Alli could be pivotal to instilling that absent synergy back into the team, though the Portuguese may have to contemplate some sacrifices. Ali's skill set requires his most effective moments to be bred out of instinct, something we caught a glimpse of with his stunning overhead kick against Wolfsburg in the Europa League in February. That goal encapsulated Ali, arriving late in the box to receive a nothing pass before producing an instinctive, unprecedented piece of magic to score in the unlikeliest manner. Let's also not forget Dele hit the ground running before Mourinho had fully implemented his ideas and stamped his identity on Tottenham. Ali has appeared 50 times for Mourinho and was directly involved in 8 goals in his first 8 games under his new manager, compared to 11 goals in the 42 matches since. However, all 7 of Dele's goal contributions this season have come in cup competitions, with Ali starting just 2 Premier League matches. With just 232 league minutes under his belt, winning a penalty against Manchester United and forcing an own goal against Fulham remain his only notable contributions. There are few spots for enigmatic players of the Dele Alli mould in a Mourinho team. He found that out following an unsuccessful flick against Stoke in December, after which he was publicly chastised and hauled off by Mourinho, yet was later named man of the match. A fear factor seems to exist in the Spurs ranks, with players palpably concerned over making mistakes and becoming the next outcast, though Ali would appear the ideal candidate to unlock that fear factor. There is space for Ali in this team too. Mourinho appears content with his double pivot of Pierre-Emile Højbjerg and Ndombele, whilst Kane and Son are guaranteed starters too, leaving 2 attacking slots available. Carlos Vinicius and Giovanni Lo Celso deputised when Son was injured. Lucas Moura has re-entered the fold with 2 goals and 3 assists in his last 9 league games after his Spurs career was headed down a blind alley, reminiscent of the scenario some would say he finds himself in on the pitch. Lamela's unique tenacity provides a conundrum as to when his impact is best felt. While Steven Bergwijn holds the unfortunate label of the Premier League player to attempt the most shots without scoring with 36 in all competitions this season. The small upturn in form that occurred with Gareth Bale's reintegration into the team last month was short-lived, as was the brief introduction of Basque, Bale, Ali, Son and Kane, who started together once, before Mourinho again applied the brakes, subsequently suppressing Tottenham as an attacking force. The overthinking provoked by Mourinho's methods evidently disrupts Ali's game, but vintage Dele Alli, complete with nutmegs and spectacular goals, relies on him playing on the edge and acting on instinct. There is a supposition that Dele finding that edge is motivated by playing the pantomime villain role with opposition fans, but it is unfair to attribute his struggles to that, given he has been afforded just 319 minutes of Premier League action since football was consigned behind closed doors. Dele Alli is just one of a growing list of players Mourinho has picked a fight with during his time at Tottenham. Yet, he may be exactly the player Mourinho should call upon for the Carabao Cup final. That game could prove the deciding factor in whether Mourinho returns to the dugout next season, or, if his fate is already sealed, it could be the accomplishment he relies on to consider his time at Spurs a success. Ali's goal against Manchester United on the eve of his 20th birthday was his first against a Big Six opponent in the Premier League, and it arrived amidst Tottenham's longest ever unbeaten run against fellow Big Six sides in the competition. Since his debut season, Ali is one of 13 Big Six players to score against each of the other 5, and one of 3 to do so for Spurs alongside Kane and Son. Add to that FA Cup semi-final goals against Chelsea and Manchester United, and a League Cup quarter-final strike against Arsenal, and it becomes difficult to question Ali as a big game player. along with the overhead kick against Wolfsburg, Ali also provided two assists, something he had not achieved in a European game since assisting two of Lucas Moura's famous treble in Amsterdam in May 2019. That is unquestionably the stage where a man with Ali's ability belongs, but he needs a platform to showcase it. If Mourinho does not remain in charge of Spurs beyond this season, his replacement may be chomping at the bit for an opportunity to work with Ali. If not, Pochettino is waiting in Paris. That was Ali or Nothing, The Space Invader, Lost in Time, written by Tom Hooper, with music from Audio Network, and read and produced by me, Graham Bell. This has been a production for The Analyst, home of data-driven storytelling, which features great in-depth articles from across the sporting world, as well as specialized data visualizations and more podcasts like this. Have you checked out our five-part mini-series looking back over the history of the Premier League yet? All of the episodes are available for you right now on theanalyst.com, where you'll also find all of our other great content too. And don't forget to come and join in the conversation on social media. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at OptaAnalyst. You can continue to get lost in the reads from The Analyst by subscribing on your favourite podcast application, like Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many others. And we would also love for you to rate and review the show too, giving us those all-important 5-star ratings. You can also get in contact with the show at any point by dropping us an email to editors@theanalyst.com. We will be back with another episode soon, but for now, it's so long from everyone at the Reads from The Analyst.